As debate in Washington continues over how to best secure our border and whether President Trump's wall should be included in that picture, we are hearing from some voices here on the Arizona border about what they think border security requires. Santa Cruz County Sheriff Tony Estrada has lived on the border his entire life. He was born in Nogales, Sonora, and immigrated to the U.S. side of the border when he was a toddler. He has been in law enforcement there for going on 52 years, and he says a border wall like the one the president is fighting for will do little to stop the flow of drugs into our country.
The wall, the fence has never been the answer. It's symbolic in a lot of ways. People will respect it. Some people won't. But with regards to the issue of drugs, the hard drugs and even the marijuana are coming through the ports of entry. That's where they're coming from. Now, the wall is not going to change that. Just to give you a little bit of history, in 1995 was a crucial year here. We were having some issues. People were coming in even through the car lanes at that time. So mm-hmm. It was a place where people and tourists were told, hey, be careful, don't go to Santa Cruz County or the city of Nogales because of what's happening. Well, Border Patrol started coming in, and then they started putting some ugly metal helicopter landing mats like they had in Vietnam in the downtown area, and sensors, floodlights, you name it, just about all the technology they could throw at it. So what happened, because of the security at the ports of entry and around the ports of entry with Border Patrol, that was the first drug tunnel that was discovered here in 1995, two blocks away from the DeConcini port of entry at an old abandoned church, which is right next to what is a Burger King now. So what the cartel started doing is they started digging underneath the wall or underneath the fence.
Yeah.
And since then, there have been over 100 or more drug tunnels had been discovered.
I've heard the phrase, right, that the only thing that building a 50-foot wall will do is open a market for 51-foot ladders?
Definitely, and they'll find ways. I mean, it's not going to stop. It's not going to stop the drug problem, and I'll tell you why. Because we have 5% of the world's population and consume over 50% of the world's drugs.
So you're saying it's a supply and demand issue?
It definitely is. So the drugs are going to keep coming, and they're coming through the ports of entry.
Let me ask you this. Are there any situations in which you think a wall would be useful? A lot of the experts, including Sheriff Leon Wilmot from Yuma County, said, you know, there are places where barriers are helpful. It's just not everywhere.
Well, yeah, and I think there is. Say, for example, right here in Nogales, I mean, between the ports of entry, I mean, you got to have a wall. You got to have something. You know, even if it stretches out 10 miles on each side, you do have to have that where you may be able to have a better control.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not practical or feasible in a lot of places because there's mountains, there's canyons, there's places where, you know, and even if you have a wall there, if you have nobody to respond because people are going to be going over it, under it, or around it, if you don't have the boots in the ground, if you don't have the technology, it's not going to do you any good. My opinion, what you need at the ports of entry, let me tell you, here in Nogales and Santa Cruz County, I believe that the last time that I heard, they were short of over 100 officers at the port of entry. You know, they can't vet people. They can't vet drugs coming through if they don't have the personnel.
So is this at all alleviated by the National Guard soldiers who have been sent down there and other military?
No, because they're not doing that. They're not doing those inspections.
Right.
They're just support. They're really not helping out and they can't. They don't have the authority to do that anyway. So the ports of entry, in my opinion, is a primary source of all of these things that are happening.
Yeah.
You have people going through the canyons and everything, but Border Patrol can control that. They have air support. They got drones. They've got sensors. They've got floodlights. They got everything. So the wall is not the answer.
I mean, if
somebody's trying to sell that as a silver bullet, they're lying to people. They're lying to people.
Sheriff Estrada, you have spent your entire life there on the border. You've been in law enforcement there for a very long time. Is what you're seeing happening today any worse than you've seen happen in the past? I mean, there's all this talk about it being a crisis on the border right now.
No, there's no crisis. I think the crisis is up in Washington. But, you know, right now I think the numbers are down. I can't speak for Border Patrol, but I think the numbers of detention and people being caught are down.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that the issue with drugs, they're up, continuously up. I mean, there seem to be more and more drugs coming across through the ports of entry.
When you think about what's going on the border right now in terms of the history of what's gone on the border for a very long time, do you think that the problems are different, though, the challenges are different in terms of you're seeing an increase in family apprehensions last year, you're seeing more asylum seekers come across? Does that sort of require a different solution in your point of view?
Well, that's been the twist. That has been the change. Now, we're talking about people from Central America, even though you still have some people from Mexico. But it used to be that whenever they caught anybody from any other country, Border Patrol had a name for them, OTM, other than Mexicans. And
Right.
now, it's coming from different places. Now, the caravan, yeah, it poses some challenges. What I see is that we are constantly facing challenges, but we're not facing a crisis. Somebody told me that you could put everybody in the United States into Texas, and you still have a lot of room for a lot of people.
Yeah. Can I ask you then, so as legislators in Washington debate how to fund border security so that we do not have another government shutdown, what do you think needs to be done? You've mentioned focusing on ports of entry and the challenges that asylum seekers bring. What would you like to see in that plan from Washington?
Well, I'd like to see more boots on the ground, definitely. You need more technology, definitely more people to deal with the problem, because the wall is just one option. If you don't have anybody responding to it, it's not going to do you any good. And I think it's also important that they try to work with Mexico a little more, because that's where everything is being funneled through. And of course, they have to look up to Central America and see what they can do over there. But the wall, it's not even the short answer. I mean, it's not an answer at all.
All right. That is Santa Cruz County Sheriff Tony Estrada. Thank you so much for joining us on the show, Sheriff Estrada.
You're quite welcome. You take care, and thanks for the opportunity.